This is Barbara Glickstein, and this is Health Cetera. Health Cetera is the news, health news segment from Health Styles, brought to you by the Center for Health Media and Policy at Hunter College. You can find out more about the center at centerforhealthmediapolicy.com. First up, an update on health care reform and the Affordable Care Act. As reported in the Washington Post, a new study estimates that more than 10 million adults have gained health insurance by this midpoint of the year under the expansion of President Obama's Patient Protection and Affordable Care Act, commonly referred to as the Affordable Care Act. There was a study published last Wednesday in the New England Journal of Medicine that found that the number of Americans aged 18 to 64 without insurance dropped by a little more than 5 percentage points, but that states that embraced the law's Medicaid expansion saw significant coverage gains among low-income uninsured people. Actually, about half of the states in the United States have expanded through Medicaid expansion. This latest study results are in line with findings by the Gallup and with estimates from the Congressional Budget Office. As a follow-up to that, health reporter Charles Orenstein reported in ProPublica that the federal health exchanges actually have been open and open enrollments even after what we were all looking at in terms of the April 19th deadline, where about 5 million people signed up using healthcare.gov, that in fact enrollment continues. Federal data released last Wednesday to ProPublica shows that nearly 1 million additional transactions on the exchange have happened since then. People are allowed to sign up and switch plans after certain life events, such as job changes, moves, the birth of a baby, marriages, and divorces. The volume of these transactions was really quite taken by surprise, even by those, as Charles Orenstein of ProPublica reports, that the ACA follows quite closely. We tend to move from one discussion to the next, and certainly following this is something that ProPublica and Charles Orenstein, health reporter, does quite well. The next time the general public can sign up for coverage through the exchanges is from November 15th to February 15th in 2015. Also, this month has been National Minority Mental Health Awareness Month. Mental health illness affects 1 in 4 adults and 1 in 10 children in the United States. The U.S. Surgeon General reports that minorities are less likely to receive diagnosis and treatment for their mental illness, have less access to and availability of mental health services, and often receive a poorer quality of mental health care. Mental illness is a leading cause of disability, yet nearly 2/3 of people with a diagnosable mental illness do not seek treatment, and racial and ethnic groups in the United States are even less likely to get help, according to the National Alliance on Mental Illness. Dior Vargas is a Latina feminist mental health activist. Ms. Vargas is also a member of the Third Wave Legacy Council. She reports on her blog that she is a proud feminist Latina and wants to remove the stigma of mental illness in the Latino community. She wants to work with other women of color feminists to advance their community as a whole. She is a native New Yorker and currently lives in Manhattan. Listen to her message.
My name is Dior Vargas, and I have a mental illness. I've had depression for as long as I can remember. It's not easy. It can be very debilitating at times, especially when your family isn't understanding of it. There is a lot of stigma in the Latino community. Either you're weak and complaining for no reason, or you're crazy and praying to God as your only salvation. There have been many times when I wanted to give up, but I refused to. That's why it's my mission to challenge my community to speak up on mental illness and to promote self-care. This is nothing to be ashamed of. We are human beings who deserve love, respect, and understanding. We need to unburden ourselves of the shame associated with mental illness. I encourage my community to speak out. We are not our disease. We are not statistics. Join me in speaking out. We are not alone in this struggle.
That was DR Vargas, a Latina feminist and mental health activist. You can find out more about her work at diorvargas.com. That's diorvargas.com. Again, July was National Minority Mental Health Awareness Month. I'm Barbara Glickstein, and you've been listening to HealthCetera, a health news briefing brought to you by HealthStyles, produced by the Center for Health Media and Policy at Hunter College, City University of New York. Tune into HealthStyles here on WBAI every Thursday afternoon from 1 to 2 p.m. and learn more about the center at centerforhealthmediapolicy.com. Follow us on Twitter at Center HMP. Thanks for listening.